Farmington-based conglomerate United Technologies has announced it will break itself up into three separate companies. As Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports, it's not yet clear what that may mean for the location of the business's headquarters or for their Connecticut workforces.
UTC's management has been signaling for months that it was considering a breakup. Now the future shape of the company is clearer. One business resulting from the move, still called United Technologies, will focus on aerospace businesses, including East Hartford engine maker Pratt & Whitney, and will incorporate a new acquisition, aerospace systems maker Rockwell Collins. Otis Elevator will be its own standalone company, as will Carrier. That business makes HVAC systems as well as building security products. CEO Greg Hayes called the plan a pivotal moment in the company's history. He indicated he believes the era of big conglomerate companies may be over.
The world has changed. I think we all recognize the fact that focused businesses tend to do better. We're not spinning out any weak businesses here. We're spinning out three great businesses, all with the ability to invest for the future and to invest with a long-term focus.
UTC executives say the breakup will be complete by 2020. Connecticut's governor-elect Ned Lamont has said he will watch the future of United Technologies like a hawk. He told reporters Tuesday he's in close touch with the company.
I want Carrier here. I want Otis here. I certainly want UTC here. And I'm going to make darn sure they know they got a governor, the door is open. We'll do everything we can to make sure this is a place they can go home.
UTC is one of Connecticut's biggest private employers, and the stakes for the state are very high. Joe Brennan of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association says he remains confident.
As far as Connecticut's concerned, every conversation I've had with people in the company tell me that Connecticut is going to be fine. They've got about 18,000 employees in Connecticut right now, United Technologies, and that's where it'll stay.
But while he's hopeful about the future of United Technologies' aerospace workforce, he cautions that the breakup itself could take more than a year, and the future location of Otis and Carrier is less certain. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.